882 6PR News.
16 degrees at 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Anthony Anderson. The police arson squad will this morning investigate the scene of a suspicious fire at Atwell College, which has caused around $1 million damage. It started early this morning in the high school's library and has also damaged the canteen and student services buildings. The cause of the fire is unknown but has been deemed suspicious, with classes going ahead as normal today. The Transport Workers Union is appealing for the new Labor government to put forward an alternative plan now that Row 8 has been effectively cancelled. Workers stopped on the controversial highway extension in the wake of Labor's overwhelming election win. TWU Secretary Tim Dawson says while he doesn't agree with the decision to scrap Row 8, he understands the government has a mandate for it. But he says a solution is still needed to address truck congestion.
What we say is that there needs to be an alternative. I mean, you know, Stirling Highway, Leach Highway, there needs to be major upgrades on that. And maybe if Scott Morrison give us some of our GST, we'd be able to spend it on it, mate.
Police are appealing for information following a fatal crash in the Perth Hills. A 54-year-old motorcycle rider was killed when his blue Triumph machine collided with a white Volvo truck towing two trailers near the Homestead Road intersection of the Great Eastern Highway through Mahogany Creek on Friday morning. The 44-year-old man driving the truck wasn't hurt. Anyone who saw the crash or witnessed the bike beforehand should call Crime Stoppers. Five people have been charged with trying to smuggle more than 100 kilograms of ice into Australia, hidden in the floor of a shipping container. Chinese authorities seized the drugs before they left a Shenzhen port en route to Sydney, where Australian police monitored the container until it reached its final destination. AFP Acting Superintendent Luke Needham says this led to several arrests.
In mid-February 2017, a Fijian national, a Hong Kong resident and an Australian citizen were arrested here in Sydney. Following further investigations in China, a further two men were arrested in China.
Senior government ministers are brushing aside the latest opinion poll, which shows the coalition would lose if an election was held now. The Fairfax Ipsos poll has Labor holding a 10-point lead over the coalition in the two-party preferred system. Treasurer Scott Morrison says he isn't concerned by the figures.
My answer is the same as it was last week. We just get on with the job of government and doing the things that need to be done. And today we're announcing that we're going to be doing the right thing by electricity consumers, and that's where our focus always is.
One Nation's Peter Georgiou has been sworn in as a senator for Western Australia. He replaces his brother-in-law Rod Cullerton, whom the High Court ruled was not validly elected. But Senator Georgiou's induction to federal parliament has been delayed after he contracted measles. And anti-corruption protests are taking place across Russia, signalling the most extensive show of public defiance against President Vladimir Putin in years. CBS reporter Alec Lund is in Moscow.
Hundreds of people have been detained at protests across Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who has declared he will challenge President Vladimir Putin in next year's election, brought thousands to the streets to demand answers to corruption allegations against the government. In Moscow, riot police almost immediately began detaining people for being at an unsanctioned rally.
Putin war! Putin war! Putin war!
Shame, and Putin is a thief, protesters chanted after Navalny was taken away in a police van.
In finance, the All Ords is down 26 points at 5,770. The Australian dollar's buying 76.2 US cents, 70.3 euro cents, 60.9 British pence, and 10,149 Indonesian rupiah.
Love your sport? Then you love Sports Day on 6PR, weeknights from 6. 6PR Sport.
New Dockers skipper Nat Fyfe has had a disappointing start to the AFL season, going down to Geelong by 42 points at Domain Stadium. Poor turnovers hurt Fremantle despite the best efforts of Fyfe, with 28 disposals and a goal, and newly returned ruckman Aaron Sanderlands, who had 48 hitouts. The final score 73-115. Meanwhile, attendance for the opening round of the AFL season topped 400,000 for the first time in the game's history, with a previous record set in 2013 at more than 370,000. But league boss Gillon McLachlan says he wasn't surprised by the figures.
You know, with the interest coming to the season and where the ticket sales were, I think we were confident in the end that we were going to beat that number. But to get 400,000 is a bit of a milestone, and obviously clearly not been done before, and might be a mark that stands for a while.
And Australia will be looking for early wickets on day three of the fourth cricket test against India. The home side will resume at 6 for 248, trailing the Aussies' first innings total by 52 runs. It's 9:05.
6PR Perth traffic.
Well, some drama this afternoon. Earlier crash in Langford on Roe Highway northbound just before the Kenwick link. Oh, the Mitchell Freeway, still a fair bit of action just after Karen Up Road through to Power Street. Northbound on the Quinata approaching Berrigan Drive, then off and on from the Mount Henry through to Canning Highway. And the Northbridge Tunnel, a little bit slow westbound at the exit there. The Virgin Australia Great Escape Sale is now on with fantastic offers. Hurry, sale ends today. Book your next Australian or international escape at virginaustralia.com. It's Adam. Spot anything else. 922 11 882.
6PR Perth weather.
Mostly sunny today. Winds south to southwesterly, heading for a top of 22. Partly cloudy and 23 tomorrow, and sunshine from Wednesday. Tops of 24, 27 on Thursday, and 28 on Friday. Right now it's 17 degrees. This is Perth's 882 6PR.